Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
That Yaakov Avinu is Besaif Yamav, and he calls Vayikul of Nei Liyosef. After Yosef, he asks him, Al Nasik Reini B'Mitzrayim, and Yosef swears to Yaakov Avinu. It says, "Vayishtachvu Yisrael al Rei Shamita." Yaakov Avinu bows al Rei Shamita by the head of the bed. So Rashi is bothered. How can it be that Yaakov bows to his son? It's impossible. Yaakov Avinu to bow to Yosef. Rashi is bothered by. So Rashi answers, "Tale b'idnei sagidli." A fox in his time bowed to him. Normally, the king of the animals is the lion. It seems a month a year. I don't know how they work. Strange systems. 1 month a year, the fox gets to rules. There's dvarim there, what that means. But a month a year, the fox, the mefarshim say, the fox rules. And in that month, he's definitely not the normal king. The lion's the normal king. But 1 month a year, the fox is the king. And when the fox is the king, you got to bow to him. Tali bidne, in his time, if that's his month, sagidle, you have to bow to him. So lemaisa, Yaakov Avinu, it's inappropriate, it's his son. But he bows to Yosef. Yosef's the leader of Mitzrayim. In Allah, he has the din of Melech on Yisrael. He's the king of Klal Yisrael. And Ayvazah, Yosef's the Melech, Tale Be'idne, the fox in his time. Yaakov's more Chashem, Yaakov is the Tata. But Tale Be'idne, Sagadle, so that's why he bows to Yosef. Rashi continues on Al Rei Shamita. He bows Al Rei Shamita. Rashi says, Litzad Ashchina, towards the Shchina. Mikanam Rusha Ashchina Lemalim Rash Yosef Shalchayla. From here, he bowed Al Rei Shamita. He bowed to Hashem. And we learn from here that the Shechin is Al Rei Shamita. Rashi just said, Talad Bidnei Sagadli, that he was bowing to Yosef, like a steer in Rashi. One comment, Vayishtachlu Yisrael, he bowed to Yosef. Rashi shocked. How could he bow to Yosef? The father bowing to his son is inappropriate. And Rashi's mitaretz, the Talei Bidnei Sagadli, the facts in his time, you bowed him. And then it continues on. Al Rei Shamita says Rashi to the Shechina, Litzad Hashechina. Mikan Shashechina is at the Reish, is Lamalim Rash Yosef Shal Chayla. When there's a Chayla, the Shechina is there. So then Vayishtach V'Yisrael is to the Shechina. So already the Mefarshei Rashi shtel on this. And the Mefarshei Rashi say a Teretz. They say, Yavad, if it meant he bowed to Hashem, shouldn't say Vayishtach v'Yisrael al Rei Shamita. Should say Vayishtach v'Yisrael Hashem. So Elamai, the Stima Salash Vayishtach v'Yisrael is to Yosef. But if it only meant to Yosef, why does it say al Rei Shamita Vayishtach v'Yisrael? Yosef swears and Yaakov bows, obviously to Yosef. So Elamai is al Rei Shamita. Teretz is both things. He was bowing to Yosef. But he's also bowing to the Shechina. He did it al Rei Shamita. He turned Litzad Hafech Atzma Litzad Hashechina. He turned that way. Both things are b'mashmois. Both things are true. He was bowing to Yosef and he was bowing to Hashem. I want to say to the Chevra what hits me. I think there's a very important matter here that hits me. That the Torah says both. So first of all, Hashem knows, could talk, so say two dinim. He bowed to Yosef, he bowed to Hashem. Hashem, in one sentence, Yaakov Avinu bows. He bowed to Yosef, he bowed to Hashem, to Zachin. I have seen people bow to rulers, to powerful people. And we all have seen this two anhagas. There's a bowing to a powerful person, that's the pshat, a person's afraid. There's so much power, we're afraid. If a president of the United States will come, so people are afraid. There's koyach, there's power, so there's a certain chanifa, flattery, a sense of, we better be careful, we're beholden to this person. And there could be all sorts of fears, all sorts of ways of reaching out to people, of being baitech ben divim, that's a certain hanhag of bowing to power. There's a whole other hanhag of bowing to power, that this is the matzav, that I'm supposed to, he's in charge, and this is what Hashem wants. We're loyal to Malchus. There's a certain hanhag, even in a yeshiva, a big supporter of a yeshiva comes, I've seen it's subtle, sort of, but it's not really. A big support of this gratitude. A person should be very makatov, should be mechabed, tremendous kavod, supports the yeshiva. So the person, Rebbe was mechabed asherim, somebody who supports the yeshiva. The yeshiva was akaras hatov. But there's a, I don't know if I even want to say a fine line. There's the akaras hatov of a nadvin, of somebody who donates the yeshiva. And that is a kiyum of bowing to Hashem. The bowing to Yosef is the pshat, is a bow to Hashem. I want to describe, my father would listen to doctors very loyally. And it was, I saw this. I can't prove it to you, I can express how it looks. He listened to doctors because he was maimon b'Hashem. Hashem runs the world, so this is the shliach. And he had such a certain unhug of loyalty to doctors that had nothing to do with the doctor. That nothing. The doctor got to manage a shliach of Hashem. But even following the instructors to doctors of the doctors, I saw emuna b'Hashem.
Wow!
It's well, Hashem runs the world. He sent this person. Okay, so let me listen. So this is what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants for me. So in following, you could follow the doctor because you're a maimon in people, or you could follow the doctor because you're a maimon b'Hashem. You could bow to the melech because you bow to Hashem, or you could bow to the melech because you bow to the melech. Here where it says Yaakov bows to the melech, and the psukim amivuri was bowing to the Shechina, in that manner did he always bow to the melech. The kach goes, Rashah, he's the melech. Oh, say there. He's the melech now, okay. You can see such an hagif if a president would come. It would be silly to make leitzanus. You're mitzvah. The Rabbanu shows mitzvah Moshe and Aaron to be mechabit pare. It was a Russia. Let alone so a guy has a position of power. So say this, that's the anhag Hashem wants from us. So respect if a mayor or governor shows up. A person is anhaga, he's the governor, he runs the place. Besides, there's anhaga of kavod that the Rabbanu Shlom's mitzvah on us. But it's a very big difference if that bowing is a bow to Hashem. The Rabbanu Shlom runs the world, this is the world he made, this is the anhaga he was mitzvah. When the tali be'idne sagidle is the reason for the bow of the malchus, so then it's so much sense to me that in the same, he bowed to Yosef, which was about Hashem, which was all about bowing a certain acceptance of the matzav. This kach, so kach gozer Hashem. So every bow to Yosef was about Hashem. I can picture the way somebody would treat a melech and bow to a melech. Would kipshutai be a bow to Hashem? That's how tzaddikim live like that. They're bowing to Hashem. They're just, it's all on hug of loyalty to Hashem. Their bow to any person would be a bow to Hashem. Only to Hashem. Kach gozer Hashem, this is the matzav Hashem set up. It's only a bow to Hashem. I think we say in Brich Shmei, Sagidna Kamei, I bow to you. I think we're shaykh that all our bows are only to Hashem. L'chat tichrach kol berach, all knees bend only to you. But I always seem to bend to other people. That's only because kach gozer Kosh Baruch Hu. Our knees only bend to Hashem. When that's the anhaga, when that's the tzivui, when that's... And if one would watch tzaddikim and gedolim and all these types of matzavim, I say it's a subtle difference. I don't know if it's so subtle. It's a difference. You can see it and feel it and sense it, whether it's within the case of an ashir, with somebody yeshiva is reliant on, and no question about it, there's a hanhag of derech eretz, of kavod, of akaras hatov, but you could sense when the bow is to Hashem. It's a bow to Hashem. Say there's certainly a derech eretz, certainly a kavod, but a bow to Hashem.
Why would you say in the Shashkin or Shesh Shalchela, why would you be a Raya
Because he did Al Rai Shamita. He was Hafach Litzad. Why did he do that? What was he turning Al Rai Shamita? Vaisas, he was turning to the Shechina. But I'm just pointing out that in the same bow to Yosef is the way the Torah wrote it, in the same bow to Yosef teaches us, is even the bow to Yosef was a chelik of that bowing to the Shechina. That part of bowing to Hashem is setting up and living in the world he wants.
Are you saying that's Pshat and Talavidne? That anytime you bow to somebody, it's Talavidne.
Yeah. That's yeah. I'll tell you what's interesting. For years, all of us, let's be honest, and this is the last couple of years I've spoken about this. The guys have taught me the last couple of years, and Revezi knows this, Rashi, Tali Bidne Sagadli, all of us as parents of Gavriel want to teach this to our children. The person's in charge, like, and this is something like, so I say, you can get emotional about it, just different situations with our children, with guys that I'm close to, the amount of, in the summers, the amount of energy that this, the matzah, many of our guys in yeshiva in the summers take on jobs. And they're always shmerkeiten. They're always. The guy's mad at his boss. The boss is mad at him. It eats a lot of energy in the summer. Because guys are working for somebody and they're upset. The boss, he's so dumb. And the guy might be so dumb, but I'm begging the kid. Tale bidne sagadli. He's your boss. Learn to follow the boss. He's in charge, right? He's dumb, he's stupid, all guilty, all the things as charged. But Tale Bidne Sagli, for our children, to the teachers here in Waterbury, they're all Mardik, they're all Mamish lions and kings. But even if it won't be that way, if it will come out that way, we all want to teach our youth Tale Bidne Sagli. When something's not in the scabble, I always ask myself, why not? Truth should be accepted. So it should work. You have to ask yourself, if you're saying something over and over and it's not being listened to, why not? So I've thought a lot about this, and kids just can't. Finally, a guy made a big reishim on me. A guy was going home and he was fighting with his mother, making chaos, and I was begging him. She's in charge right now. She's wrong. She has issues. B'sei the gomer, I hear, but I was going to argue, he was saying good things. But before, so just listen to you, for your safety, for your sake, for your yishuv hadas, for just tale bidnei sagli, when you're home for a couple of weeks, I hear, but before. The guy said to me, I'd rather fight and be miserable than accept what you want me to accept. Tale bidnei sagli is you accept the fox is not supposed to be melech. It's a tragedy to it. He said, I'd rather fight than just beside there. There's a deep inyan, and it's famous at Shammai and Hillel. It's not the main thing I want to talk about today. I wanted to talk about that first thing for now. But I want to say that a lot of anhaga of Hillel is accepting the matzah the way it is, and Shammai is the way it's supposed to be. And Tale B'idne Sagadle is very Hillel. And kids tend to be very Shammai, very. Many kids, I refuse to accept it. That's just sad. You're like old and up. Say there, this is the matzah. Like a no, kid, no way. That's not how it's supposed to be. There's a lot, if you understand this, you could teach Tali B'nei Sagadli. The kids are coming from a place, and kids tend, the adults like this too. It's not, this shouldn't be this way. He's the melech, you kidding? Yeah, it's a b'di'evet, it's a month, it's an interim king. I don't know what to tell you, I don't know how this happened. You have the tata and the son, you have the lion and the fox. Why is the fox the king? Sometimes it happens, I don't know. They taka mixed up the ballots, the taka was cheating maybe. He was right, you know, they're cheating, they put the wrong guy. What can I tell you, it happens. But if you understand that the child is coming from a sincere place, it's not the way it's supposed to be. There's a beauty to that, of not accepting what is. There's a beauty to that. Mashiach times, we pass them like Shammai. Means there's a day. It's important to remember Shammai. We study Shammai and Hillel, there's a way it's supposed to be. Don't ever forget that. They're just saying, listen, right now, the kid wants us to know that one day there's going to be a melech, the way a melech's supposed to be. I have seen this, that if you understand this, you could teach Tali Bidne Sagadli. Because like anything, if you don't know where somebody's coming from, you can't teach. If you understand the tzaddik, mamish understand and absorb it. If you're so upset that the fox is the king, it's hard to take and hard to accept. Maybe from that place you could teach Tali B'nis. And as much as you could understand the other side, if you're frustrated, I don't get it, this is in charge. But if you could understand how frustrating that it can have such a dumb boss, it shouldn't be that way. A boss like this making decisions, it shouldn't be that way. It's not the way it should be. If your mamish could feel it and understand it, you probably could teach Tali B'nis agadli. But that was the first Indian that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to mainly focus. That's an important concept, Tali B'nis agadli, and a harder concept, hard to keep and hard to teach, that there's a time and a place for somebody and to accept that. To accept that, that's an important lesson, but the really what gives the kayach of Tali B'nis agadli is the emunah b'Hashem. The emunah is about Hashem. This is the matzah that gives the kayach of Tali, that Hashem made this matzah. It's about Hashem. When it's about Hashem, you comfortably accept the matzah and you bow down. This is the boss, there's ashkacha, there's an emunah. It takes like that type of emunah to bow. So when the bow is to Hashem, you could bow to the fox in his time. That's really what I wanted to focus on first. Later in the parasha, Yaakov Avinu benches all the Shiftei Kah. At the end it says, Pasuk after Yaakov Avinu is Mivarech, speaks to all his children, all the way at the end of Yaakov Avinu's life. So it says, Vayivarech Oysam, he benches them. Isha Sherki Birchasim, every man, his unique bracha, Beirach Oysam, he benched them. Now Rashi is bothered by, I should say, he benched him. Isha Sherki Birchasim, every man, his bracha, that was unique. He understood each one, and each one was different, had his own bracha. So it should say, Isha Sherki Birchasei Beirach Oysoi. He benched him, his bracha, but it says, each man, his bracha, did he bench them. So Rashi's bothered by this kasha, that it says, each one, his bracha, did he bench them. Says Rashi, Loi Hayo Loi Loimer, Isha Sherki Birchasei Beirach Oysoi. He benched him, his bracha. What's Isam? Ma Talmud Leimah Be'erach Isam. Says Rashi, Talmud Leimah Be'erach Isam, he was kalan kulan b'chol ha-brachas. He taka gave Yehuda Gvura Sari. He gave Binyamin Zev, Naftali the Swithis Ayela. But then he gave them all the brachas. Now, Ben is some very difficult Rashi to learn, so I don't get it. If he benched Naftali with swiftness, but then he benched them all with swiftness, so then we all have swiftness. So what do you mean he benched Naftali with swiftness? Ultimately, he benched them all with everything. So was there a unique bracha? It's hard even to like figure out pshat. Ben is in pshat. If somebody has a pshat, I'd be interested. What's Rashi saying? He benches each one, Naftali's swiftness. Gvura to Yehuda. But that was at Pratius. But then, Yachal, he just benched each one with their own bracha. But then he was Kalam Kulam. He said they should all have the Gvura of Yehuda. So I guess one can learn in Pashup Shat and Rashi. In Pashup Shat, one could learn, and it would probably, maybe that's the emistic of Shat, is Yehuda like specifically. They all have a Gvura. But the getting it specific meant he was mitzayin in that manner. They all should have swiftness. Abba Naftali got a special like dosage of it, more than the others. So they all would get a bracha of swiftness. Maybe if they all got the same thing, so what was the oifen prati that he gave to different ones? So maybe a katayna, they all got, they should have the bechina of swift. He's specifically a little more swift. If anybody's into the Enneagram, You read the numbers. We all have all those. They're all their spheres, the midas of Hashem. We have them all, but you have like your mitzvayin in a certain one. If you study it, you stand out in a certain one. So here, I guess that's how is that how the chaver would learn pashup shat? I assume Rav Avi, that would be pashup shat. That's what I assume. If somebody has a different shat, I'd like to hear. This is how I say. But I was thinking is like this, and the Rashi and the I don't want to. It's not free to like shtuk things in Rashi. You can't say what you want in Torah. When I learn these psukim, this is what I hear, and maybe Rashi means this. Maybe Rashi means this. I don't know. I don't want to shtuk something in the pasuk. When I saw the pasuk, I thought Rashi would learn this way. Then I saw Rashi. I don't know exactly what he means. But when I saw he gave each one a bracha, and he blessed them with each one's bracha, it made me think about how Yidden are supposed to be. Today, four Chabad Hasidim showed up to Yeshiva. They were very special. Talmid Chacham, articulate, B'nai Torah, really special guys. I view it, and it's pasha when you see things in Yidden. That's us. So, wow, we're so this. Whatever you see by Yidden, that's us. It's one big us, our people. And Yaakov benches the Shvatim, but there's a unity that the bracha of Naphtali's bracha of swiftness is a bracha to them all. Because it belongs to Klal Yisrael. It ties in. Maybe it even means that in some way we'll all be swift because Naphtali's swift. Could be even in fits with that. It could be. But the word that we're one people and united. In yeshiva, I've seen this. When people are united, if one, it's funny. It's literally funny. If a guy has a beautiful voice, we all like have a gaiva from his nice voice. It's a beautiful zach. We're all, the whole Blue Ridge is like puffing from the kettle. When he's learning. The Torah says that we're friends. Then you were such b'nai Torah. The chevra comes. People are like, they're so good at learning. It's us. It's all us. It's our maila. It belongs to us. It's mechazek us. It lifts us up. It makes us strong. Naphtali's sweetness affects the rest of the Shvatim. He blessed us with his swiftness. And it could be everybody gets swift. You read Tanya, you see how connected we are in a spiritual way. It's la yu'uman. The way we're connected, that's going to be from the biggest surprise in Shemayim, the way Yidden are like linked. One Yid like strengthens and all other Yidden get mechuzik. Get more and more. Reb Yisrael spoke to his Talmidim like this. He said that we're here, make some chizuk, and a Yid in Paris will become Shomer Torah Mitzvah. We're connected in very deep ways, Am Yisrael, very deep and profound ways. We're one unit. Tzaddikim, forget about the tzaddiki adara mamish. A tzaddik like fasts a little bit, and then Yidden all over, all of a sudden feel like this chizuk and emuna and a chizuk and yados. We're deeply, deeply connected, Am Yisrael, profoundly connected. So he benched all of Klal Yisrael with the mile of the one. I've seen this in connected groups. You could see it. One guy's a good ball player. Everybody's like puffed up. He was good. It's with one chevra. With chativ achas. He's a good ball player. I'm proud of his prowess. That's he benched us with the milus. Ish asher kibir chase beirach haysam. All of us were blessed with the milus of kol yachid b'yachid. That's what I see in the pasuk. In Rashi, could that be that he was chazer and benched them all? Because if Naphtali has it in a certain bechina, that means you all have it. Maybe even in Rashi, I don't want to shtup. I'm not looking. I'm trying to learn a Rashi. It might even be maybe somebody learned that pashup shat in Rashi. I'm coming to learn. May perhaps, but certainly this inyan of the Achdus Yisrael, that the mile of one, it's like it's me'ain that story of Rav Aryeh Levine, where he said the doctor asked his wife where her leg hurts, and he pointed to a spot and said it hurts us over here. So that one shavit is gifted with swiftness. Naphtali gets swiftness. We were all gifted with his swiftness. My father once said a line. He was very, very, his childhood friend owned a boat. My father once said the only thing better than owning a boat is your best friend owns a boat. We own a boat. But my father, his community was so generous. We would come over, he would take us boating with his friend's boat. See, Mamish had the keys. That's Klal Yisrael's bracha gets shared. What's true by one becomes for us all. Ish asher kibirchas eberich haysam. Vayivarech haysam. Ish asher kibirchas eberich haysam. All of the shvatim were benched with each unique shave, each independent shave, its bracha. It became a blessing for them all. That's mamish what Yaakov Avinu wanted. So, it's mamish pshatav in the psukim for sure. In Rashi, could be that's what it means. Very, very, very shaykh. In Rashi, that's what it means. There was another inyan I wanted to speak. I wanted to learn the Gemara site of Chushim Ben Dan, but I think it would be kind of funny, not for a few minutes, not to speak about Asar B'Tavis for a few minutes. I want to suggest, Yisra Arichos, the question is what's wrong with translating the Torah? Talmai has people translate, I'm a huge arts guy, I'm not making funny, because I love arts girls. Arts girls from it, you can't even say it lightly, they were mizaka, they taught, they accessed Torah to so many. So what's this Talmai, they're translating Torah? It needs a pshat. I don't know the answer, it's not a small question. What's the choshech? Obviously Torah's are Torah. Torah's are. And they're trying to, they make a choshech, there's some battle against Torah. So I want to claim, I'm choshech is pshat. I'm choshech, what were they doing? This is what I suspect. It's very important when Art Scroll makes this clear, to their credit, to these tzaddikim's credit, they're a pirush on Torah. Very important. They're not like, this is, the Torah is right here. And a Yid studies Torah and works on Pshat. And we work together. Each Yid learns Torah and harvests on Torah. The Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara says that Rebbe Yasser asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what's Hashem doing? He's Isaac and Pelegish begiven. And Hashem is saying, Ev Yasser b'ni kachom, or Yonis b'ni kachom. Frek the Gemara, Shalom, Ikasveka, Kamei Shemaya, Hashem's not sure. When scholars, this gets me nervous and it's ridiculous. A scholar will say, in the eyes of Rambam, but Rashi seems to feel, I see things like that, I cringe, it's like this such, they don't know how to learn Torah. What a stupidity. Because it's like, we're not so smart, as one scholar seems to think, another one counters, and we're left, I don't know. No, we do know. Rashi says a pshat in Torah, that's Torah for us. Hashem created Rashi, Shem created Torah, and Rashi learns and brings us an emes. Ev Yasar b'ni kachaymer, that's Hashem's learning Torah. I created an Ev Yasar, I created a pasuk, and Sezamin, this is what I want to say, Ev Yasar b'ni kachaymer. That's how we learn Rashi, that's what we learn Mishainim. Say in eyes of Rambam. Rashi says Hashem created Rashi who learned the Pasuk. So now it's Megalitas Torah, the Torah of Rashi that we have. And the Torah of the Rambam. And the eyes of him. It's like, and we just don't know. No. Rashi says like this. This is what we know. Ev Yasser b'ni kachaymer, Torah. It's not speculative. It's not, you know, different scholars seem to feel different. It's not how we view it. There's a Rashi, and Rashi learns Pshat, and so now we have Torah, because Rashi says this Pshat. And the Rambam's Megala, and then we work, we have two Pshatim. We have more Torah, we have four Pshatim and something. So the Bardichman, the eyes of the Bardichman, Hashem created of Levi Yitzchak, so now we have Torah of Levi Yitzchak. Learn to Torah, learn to Pasuk, so now we have a Ribuy of Torah. It's clear, what seems to me is Talmai was limiting Torah. He was lessening. If somebody gets a translation, see, access in Torah. We all let us say Pshatim in Torah, please. We're sitting right here, sharing. The Torah is here. And a Yid learns Torah and shares an idea in Torah. And we're allowed to help people access, but the Torah remains the Torah. What Talmai said is, get your best and wisest and give me, and this will be Torah. This, he was creating, give me Torah. It's even somebody came, a Yid came to Yeshiva today, and I said this pshat, a Yid said it's interesting that he sat them in 70 cubicles. He says, not that we learn Torah. We learn Torah tzazaman. We fight because it's Torah, what he sees. He said, give me your best stuff and together we'll put it together. Create Torah. He would have killed them if there was differences. It had to be a nace. They all wrote the same thing. But that's not even Torah. He wanted to create. This will be, tell me your best pshat, your smartest pshat. This is Torah. Not Torah. It's one person. It's Torah. The Torah is the untouched, and then the Torah is in every single yid, and every single yid learns and studies and says a pshat, and together the Rav Chashmaitza, the expansive sugya of each person studying the Dvar Hashem, you can't give the best pshat, and this is Torah, and nothing else Torah. That's chayshet, that's narrowing Torah. Torah is the words of Hashem, and all the millions of Yidden who study Torah, all the Yidden who were handed Torah to learn it, to understand it, to bring out the emes of Torah. They wanted, like, give me your best pshat, and that, like, narrowing down, and that's Torah, zehu. No, the original words with each laymid Torah learning it is Torah. It could be, if somebody has a different pshat, what the chayshach? There was some chayshach of narrowing down, of limiting, of lessening Torah. So that's one of the inyanim that brought a chayshach to the world. Very connects the Chanukah and Torah Shebaal Peh and Mitzvahs the Rabbanan and the kayach of each yid to learn Torah, to have ideas in Torah. So that's one Indian that I wanted to share from this Kufus Hashana. To end, I was going to read the Gemara in Saita. The hour is late, but the Gemara in Saita describes on Yud Gimel in Saita describes the matziv. Describes the matziv of Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim are going all tzamen to bury Yaakov Avinu, and Esav's protesting; he's not allowing it. And a whole vikuach goes on over there, and Chushim ben Dan, who doesn't hear, he's not capable of hearing Chushim ben Dan, and he says, Yaakov Avinu is bebezayin. What's going on here? The Zayd is bebezayin, and he takes off Esav's head. He chops off Esav's head. There's a famous memory from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I think this is what he means. But at times Reb Chaim said, like, why was everybody else comfortable with the bezayin? There's a bezayin here. He said, if I understand Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is saying, I don't want to blame on anybody, but I hear in the Chazal, they're all entering a discussion with Esav, and there's a machloikas, and a shayla, and a nidain, and in entering the nidain, you get used to something you shouldn't get used to. Yaakov Avinu is sitting there, bibzayim. But Esav's explaining, but he's talking, but he's darshaning. Chushin doesn't hear the whole, sometimes in all the ribuy of information and philosophizing, the simple fact, Yaakov Avinu is bibzayim, is ridiculous. He's sitting here, he's lying, he's waiting. We're waiting to Naphtali, who was blessed, gave all of Klal Yisrael swiftness. He's running back there to bring back the shtar. No, this is not happening. And he takes off Esav's head. There are times that we get inundated with information, overly complex. Overly, we get in our head, we get overly, and something, it's interesting. The Alter Rebbe said something interesting. Somebody showed me that the Alter Rebbe said that even on a mitzvah, sometimes we get overly concerned that we should understand it and connect it. He said the mitzvah is so important. The Rebbe Shalom was geyser, like make a taste, you don't have to feel so much. There's a mitzvah that's chashuv, it's important. Like sometimes avada should be done b'simcha, but this could even help the simcha. Just knowing this is important. It's important. We can get caught up in our own head with drishas and hakiras and all. Sometimes the thing itself is really chashuv. It's occurred to me by davening a lot that we show up to davening and tefillah is a big deal. A yid saying lifnei Hashem. It's a big, the thing itself, we can outsmart ourselves and outthink ourselves and make cheshbainus and enter into whole. This Indian itself, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's mitzvah, I'm putting on, God commanded me to put on, it's a big zach. Chushim ben Dan doesn't enter into a whole vikuach and a whole back and forth. He's not blessed with hearing, or he's blessed with not hearing in this case. and he doesn't hear the whole nida and all the alech hashbainus. He says Yaakov Avinu is in a matzah of zayin. I think there's a time we could all access chushim. When sometimes it's time to turn out to become a shtick. I remember people claimed, right? I don't know if it's true or not. I remember Rav Volba at the end of his life couldn't hear well. Some of his real close talmidim said he had selective hearing. If he was saying Narishkeit, he lost his ability to hear. Maybe we could all be chushim a little bit. That at certain times we shouldn't hear so alech hashbainus. Sometimes there's like a pashtus that doesn't need the whole vikuach and all the philosophizing and the alech stotim. Sometimes you could just see something and it's chashiv and it counts and it matters and let's get it done in a beautiful way. You could do it more beautiful sometimes than the alech hashbainus that we make. So I wonder if there's times that we could all be a little chush and we should all have good hearing. All the days of my life to taka hear, it's not a klenikai to be able to hear. Should hear and be able to hear and hear wonderful besuras, to hear good tezachin and hear divrei Torah, tefillah, words of praise about you. We should hear gesund. But maybe sometimes we could be selectively mute, and when there's tons of things going on, sometimes in our own brain, sometimes shyless and stuttering and things, and sometimes we could just depash the sa'inyan. The chushim ben dan, who doesn't hear all the flies, there's a simplicity there of my zaydis b'bzayin. It's not happening. It's just not happening. Then there's a simplicity, and he takes off ace and says, sorry, it's not happening. I think there's a time, the tayv, in all different pu'ulis, when we could turn off noise. We can channel the inner chushim and say, you know what, this is a chashiv inyan, this is a, and get to it and do a task with a sincerity. He's the Alter Rebbe described when people overly think and get caught up in cheshbainus. He said it was important to Hashem, so do with a certain cheshik, that which is important to Hashem. You're not so connected, you are so connected. It's important to Hashem, stop making so many cheshbainus. You could have a certain chiyus in that this was Yaakov Avinu is mutol bebezoyin. That's it. Sehu. No, I'm not. He's not so smart to hear the whole conversation. He's so smart not to hear the whole conversation. A good Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.